The Man Up Show is sponsored by GoPit. GoPit is a multiple search engine under one roof. GoPit mobile search is like having several search engines in one app. Whatever you're needing to search for can be done through one simplified application.
With GoPit, you will now have the most sociable interactive search tool available. GoPit allows you to interact with search results, share all your results directly to your social media networks, and save your favorite searches to a personal My Search account. Don't hesitate. Download GoPit app and clean up your app clutter. Go to GoPit.com. That's GOPIT.com. For those who can't read, it's GOPIT.com. Hi, everybody.
Welcome
to the Man Up Show.
Welcome.
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 Welcome. Welcome.
Well.
The man, the Up Show, 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 Show.
What's up? What's up?
MB. All right. How was your week, me? How was your week? How was your week?
It was good. It was good. It was good.
It's getting cold here.
It's starting to get cold.
Not impressed.
You can tell the winter time is right around the corner, which really sucks.
Yeah.
I hate that.
And I have to wear a shirt now to work.
You know, you spend a lot of the time in the summertime not wearing shirts to work.
I hate shirts. Yeah. I hate shirts.
Just kind of walking around
with
no
shirts. There's two kinds of things I like. I like wife beaters.
And shirts. No shirts?
Wife beaters and jackets. I don't like anything in between.
So in your opinion, it's basically you're either wearing a wife beater with a jacket or nothing.
Or nothing.
That's fair. That's fair.
Man's got a style. Man's got a style.
And in the wintertime, do you do wife beater with a winter jacket as well, too? Or is that something?
You know what? If it's really cold, like minus six and on, yeah. Wife beater and a jacket. But I try to hold on to the wife beater. Sometimes I get a fur wife beater.
Fur wife beater.
It's cool. It's made of chinchilla.
Chinchilla. Do you go like just regular wife beater, white, or do you do more of the Jamaican style with the holes in them?
So this is how it goes. Spring, I wear the regular ones. Everyone wears the white ones.
Okay.
Gives me a little bit of warmth.
Okay.
Summertime, I put a hole in my wife beater. Yeah.
So you go straight Jamaican style.
Straight Jamaican style. And you know what I do? And I make it really baggy that it goes down almost to my knees.
Yeah, that's a classic one.
Classic. And then as it gets colder, I go back to the white one again for fall.
Okay.
Winter, get my chinchilla one out. I got three chinchillas.
Okay.
And then I put my jacket on top when it gets really, really cold.
That's fair. I really think that it's an amazing thing that you can get a chinchilla wife beater.
You know what? Right? Chinchilla's got wives too, you know.
You know what I'm saying?
Chinchilla's
got
wives too.
Ba-dum-bum-bum.
Why did you know what the thing is? I feel bad calling it a wife beater because I'm not a wife beater.
Where did the term wife beater come from?
I think
from
it comes
from
the term. It's a term when I think they think that in the old days when a man gets drunk and beats his wife,
yeah,
he's usually wearing a wife beater.
Yeah, it's kind of like a white trash thing, right?
It
like
is a trash
thing. You'd see them with
thing.
Wife beaters on.
Yeah.
But if there's certain words in society that we're trying to get rid of, I'm assuming that the word wife beater, the shirt called a wife beater, is one of them. It's like the Washington Redskins, right? It's something that probably should go away.
And the thing about wife beater is that there's no color associated with it. I know we say it's like a... We go back to like trailer park type of thing.
Yeah.
But wife beaters are for everybody.
Yeah. So the wife beater is just the shirt.
It's just the shirt.
All right.
If it was called white wife beater.
White wife beater.
That'd be very different.
Then that would be kind of just stereotypical.
That's very typical and borderline racist.
Yes.
Yeah.
They got one.
Borderline.
So, all right. This is the Man Up Show.
Yes, sir.
You're listening to That Man Coke and...
I go by the name MD the Doctor, MD the Doctor, MD the Doctor.
He is a doctor of medical degrees and...
And social science.
Social science. So you can also get us. Don't forget to hit us up if you have questions or anything. Let's get off some of these things right off the bat. You can get us at themanuppodcast@gmail.com always. And you can always get us at the Man Up Podcast Twitter as well, too. At the Man Up Podcast. You can hit us up there. Join us in the following world that's happening right now. Twitter is growing very, very large. So make sure you jump in and get into that.
Get on early because we're giving, you know what? We've decided that for all the early Twitter followers,
yes, all of
them. We're gonna send them something. We're creating something to send that you can show your support.
Yes, yes.
Of the Man Up Show as you walk the streets, people are like, yeah, that's my man.
It's not going to be a wife beater.
It will not be a wife beater.
But
or,
if we get enough people asking for them, we can also make a wife beater.
But I'm only sticking with chinchilla.
Chinchilla wife beaters.
Yeah, it's going to be expensive. So probably only be able to get...
Chinchilla is okay in the summertime, though.
You know what? It's got a softness to it.
It's softness, so it doesn't seem as bad.
I remember when I was a kid, I really wanted a chinchilla.
Yeah.
Then my parents are like, no.
That's probably a good... That's good parenting.
Yeah, it's really good parenting. Very good parenting.
Also, big shout out to our sponsor, GoPit.
GoPit, thank you again for letting people find us on the internet.
If you're looking to download the show, as you should be, go to GoPit.com and you can search that
engine
to get to us.
Type in the Man Up Show. You can catch us on iTunes as well, too. Catch us on SoundCloud.
Yeah.
Catch us on Blurberry, and you can catch us on Stitcher now.
You can catch us on a lot of things.
So you can't no excuses. If I see you, someone I know on the week, and I say, you can't check the show, and he said, no, I can't find it anywhere. First thing I do is take my shoe off.
Okay.
Take off my chinchilla.
Take off your chinchilla. You don't want to get that.
And give you a good whack on your leg.
Because you don't want to get the chinchilla
dirty. Nah, chinchilla. I don't want chinchilla dirty.
All right. So listen, without further ado, we're going to get into some questions. We're going to have a different line of questions this week. So sorry for everybody that sent questions. We'll get you on the next week.
Yes.
But we're going to do it in a different way this way. We're going to go through questions, common questions that women may ask men.
And this is coming out of, we actually got an email from somebody who had, he's having a hard time with his relationship. He's getting these questions, and I was like, we wrote him back saying, like, these are common questions. He's like, well, I don't have answers. And I feel like a lot of people need answers for this.
Yeah.
So we're going to give a little short session.
Yes.
A specialized course in how to answer and deal with these questions.
And also, we're going to, so I'll ask the question, MD. You're going to answer the question, and you're going to tell me if this question annoys you.
Oh, it will,
and if it does annoy you,
there's 100% chance
okay, so they're
going to
annoy
you.
So let's just, we have four questions. We're going to assume, we're not going to ask you if they annoy you. We're going to assume right off the bat they do annoy you. You're going to answer the question how you answer it. Hopefully, this will be helpful.
Yes.
And also, you're going to tell us why that question annoys
you. Fair enough.
Before we go to this, though, there was a very big conversation that we had earlier this week with some other friends.
Yeah.
And it was regarding chips and dip.
You know what? I'm going to say this out loud. When I'm in my early days, I was just a straight up chip eater. I never incorporated dip into
any type of chips. Okay. All right.
But you know what?
Okay.
Over the last few years, I've incorporated dip. And it takes the experience from a 90 to 120.
Oh, so it's not even 100. It's like 120.
120. Because now I can't really eat the chip without the dip.
So the argument we were having this week with some other people was simply that they don't believe that dip is needed.
Ugh.
They hate dip. And I've never heard anybody say they hate dip.
I've never heard anyone say they hate dip.
Now, one of the things that they called out was the cheese Tostito dip.
The fake cheese.
The fake
one,
cheese.
Like the orange
but
cheese.
That doesn't really count as a dip.
No,
that's
but,
just
but you
whatever,
know what's funny,
right?
though? I think it's more of being from Canada, we don't go through a lot of this processed cheese to the degree that they have it in the U.S.
Yes, okay. So you're saying U.S. is full of processed cheese.
Like this con queso stuff?
If I was running for president, like Trump or Clinton right now, one of my main platforms would be the way we can move away from processed cheese.
I love that platform. I love that platform.
Okay. I think it's pretty good.
I think it is probably you would be probably leading the polls right now.
I would assume so.
Because people
it's interesting that nobody thought that was a platform they should
take. Like processed cheese is pretty much orange plastic.
It pretty much is. And it's deadly.
And we've all eaten it. I've had my slices that you wrap off the plastic to get to the orange plastic.
Yeah.
I've had that.
But this is not going in your system well. Like we're not a health show, but based on what we understand, that's not good for you.
I got news for you. My toilet has told me it is not good. It has told me.
So I guess at the end of the day, what we're trying to say is that if you are trying to, bring your chip experience to the next level, it's very important to add in the dip.
It's important. It doesn't matter what kind of dip you like. It can be something very different. But I feel...
who brought dip? Like, who's
I'm
the one...
I'm going to be honest about this.
Yeah. I'm very interested to understand.
I feel it's a European... North American.
So you're saying it's white people that
it would be what you would so call your white people who brought dip.
Very impressive. Because you hear about spaghetti and you hear about curry, you hear about all these
different
things.
But
then what goes under the underneath is the dip.
It's the dip.
And the fact that white people have brought dip
to the forefront
to the world.
Yeah, especially
is
chip
a
eatery.
Very, very impressive thing.
Fantastic thing. I take my hat off. Moment.
I tip my hat off to that.
And we are actually tipping our hats at this moment.
my hat fell out of my hand. I tipped
it's
it so low.
So fantastic. So I want to take this time out to thank our Caucasian brethren.
Yes.
And sisters.
Yes.
For dip.
Thank you for the dip.
Except for the cheese ones.
The cheese ones is where you guys
went the wrong way.
I feel like as if some of the cheese ones got pushed into the black community. Right? Like you took that one and you took the good stuff.
So you feel it was actually maybe made as...
It's a conspiracy. I feel like as if they built that cheese dip
I like where
to
you're
eliminate
going with this
some of the black
because
people.
I can do research on this. As a doctor, I will do research on it.
Yeah. If you research cheese dips, I guarantee you're going to see a higher
level of death related cheese dips in, like, certain, in the Black community.
In Black communities.
And the Hispanic community.
And the Hispanic community.
And I'm probably going to push and go to maybe the Trader Trash community. Yeah. As well.
Yes, yes, because yeah, okay. They're the same. All right. In the eyes of, like, the corporate white male, I suppose.
Get rid of all the junk.
Get it out. Get we have to out. Make America great again, as Donald Trump would
make
say.
Make America great cheese again.
You know what he said the other day was they were talking about the Second Amendment.
Yeah.
And they were saying he does not want any changes to the Second Amendment because the way it was written then is how we are to follow the Second Amendment. That's the gun. The gun one.
So what about all the other amendments?
Well, I found it interesting because when the Second Amendment, although it was written, like, there were slave owners.
Yes.
So, like, are we trying to say that we should be following the same?
And this is where I think people have the question of, like, stop it.
Stop it.
Things you are have allowed to change.
They should change.
They don't
they should
always
change.
Reflect the when, realities of life.
When they wrote that law and they had, like, and there was, they had slaves at that point.
Yeah.
We have to safely assume we should probably update that law a bit. Let's change. Let's make a little bit of a change.
Any law, it keeps people out and it doesn't incorporate, we need to work on that.
Let's just tweak it. We're not saying change it entirely, but let's just tweak it a little bit.
You're not changing everything.
All right. So let's get back to these questions. Okay. So first question is going to be, this is a question that is a commonly asked question.
Sure, sure.
Research done by GoPit. We've seen the information come through. These are the top four questions. This is number four. Asked by a woman, generally.
To a man.
To a man.
Okay.
Correct. What did you do today?
On a scale of 1 to 10.
In annoyance.
Yeah. That is... You know what? I'm going to give it a 6 because I do want someone to take interest.
That's fair.
I want someone to take interest in what I'm doing.
Yeah.
But if you're going to ask it, take at least a second to stop and listen to what I'm saying.
Okay. So your problem is not what did you do today. Your problem is you don't feel that they care what you did today.
It's asking what did you do today because my impression is and my experience is.
Yes.
They want to get to the point where they tell you what they did.
They did today.
Yes.
Oh, right. That's very interesting. I never thought of it.
It's
like
not
that.
About just it's a precursor into what they want to say.
Yeah.
Like, so if you said, what did you do today? And they're like, well, you know what today? I was like, oh, well, you wouldn't believe what I did today.
Oh, okay.
It's one of those.
So what's your best way to answer that question?
My question is, our email came through,
how do I answer some of these questions?
I would say this. I would say this. What do you mean today? Like at work or on my way home?
Okay. And they say, no, just in general, today. What did you do today?
Well, what I usually normally do, if it's Monday through Friday, I go to work. I do stuff that I do at work.
Yeah.
If you're familiar with me at all, you know what kind of work I do.
And that's it.
And I'd be like,
so ultimately, do you go into, okay, what did you do today?
No, because nobody really cares about that part.
So you don't care about what they did today?
No, I know. I would, no. I personally, I don't ask things unless I want to listen to it.
Okay, so you're not asking that question then.
You're going to
answer the question and just go on your way.
You know what? I think a better question was, how was your day?
Okay, but that's not the question that's
been
asked.
It's not the question.
The question that's being asked is, what did you do today?
And I also think that question is an inquisitive question because they think they know something
that you don't know. I feel like as if it's some form of...
It's one of those... What do they call those questions? Where they're trying to reach for something.
Yeah, they're pulling something
out. They're trying to pull something
out. Yeah, yeah. It's like a trick question.
You're not an interrogator.
You can't trick me.
You're not Jack Bauer.
You're not Jack Bauer. Take it easy. Okay, question number two.
Yeah, got it.
Very intriguing question. It usually comes earlier on into the relationship.
Very early. Sometimes very early.
So the question would be, do you love me?
Wow. That's a very loaded question.
Yeah.
Because actually, there's only two answers, yes or no.
So you don't think you can say somewhat?
No.
You can say I love you. You can say I love you, somewhat.
There's only two answers that are, I would say, appropriate, yes or no.
Yes.
But we always have so many more that make that question...
I don't think...
heavier than it is.
There's any, like, it's very seldom that you're going to get a man that say, okay, do you love me? And the man says no. Like, do you just flat out say no, or do you say
no? That's right. We've never answered that
way. You're never going to say no.
No, I would never
say
no.
But I think that's the right answer. If you don't, just say
I don't. Yeah, that's the right answer, right? But we don't use that answer ever.
So what would the answer be?
The answer most like is, let's say it's a new relationship.
Okay, so first, the way that you answer that means you don't. So here's the lesson for you. Ladies,
yes.
if you ask that question
right.
and it takes more than 2 seconds
any
to
hesitation,
answer, It means they don't. They don't love you. They don't love you.
Or the thing is, and the thing is too.
I like how we're so definite about certain things.
Well, we're not definite
like,
about this.
That yeah. It's like they do not love
they don't.
You.
They don't.
They don't love you.
I know, and I was already trying to find a way around it without just being honest and saying like they don't.
They don't. They don't. They don't. They don't.
And it's
they
okay
don't.
Not to love somebody. Yeah. You're building that still.
But you can also say, "I love you," like my car.
But that's not, those comparisons are terrible.
So you don't think you should compare them?
You shouldn't compare them. Either you love that person.
What if you say, I love you like God?
Well, I just feel like that's a little, I don't know. I don't know how someone takes that.
Well, if you're religious, I suppose it's okay.
It's okay.
But if you're not religious, that is going to be a problem.
I think the best thing for me that I would do is, well, I don't know how to answer that because if I say I love you, you don't love me. I mean,
that's not bad, actually. That's not bad. I'm afraid to answer
because I don't know how you feel about
this. But the only problem is I love you.
Well, then I love you. You see how that works? And they're like, okay. I don't love you. But like, well, I'm still trying to learn to love you.
Fair enough. Fair enough. Yeah, okay, fair. Question number three.
Yeah.
What are you thinking?
What am I thinking? Like, you know what? This
that is one of the common questions that a woman will ask. What are you thinking?
What are you thinking
right now?
And you know when it's asked usually? When you're watching TV or a movie together?
Yeah.
And they look at you and you're watching intently because you're kind of...
Yeah.
What are you thinking?
But I think the reason they're asking that is because they see a kind of like... There's a look on your face that shows like...
Like a smile sometimes?
A smirk, like a space, kind
out?
Of like you don't know
you're
if you should be here.
Moment. You're not in the moment. Yeah. Well, I would say,
or like a what, or kind of a what the hell did I do? How did I get it?
Well, we always
this?
Answer it the same way. We always say nothing at first. Yeah. Like no. What are you thinking? And then I feel like coming back with something that's truthful.
Yeah, like what?
And you know, we talk about the truth a lot here, but let's be honest. Truth doesn't always work.
No,
it doesn't.
Truth seldom works.
It seldom works.
Most of the time, lies.
If you want to get past the situation,
if you want to further your relationship, you need to lie
sometimes,
right?
And not like a real out lie, but just sometimes, just don't say it. What are you thinking? Oh, you don't understand. Oh, I saw this. Like, who says? Yeah, I just got off looking at some porn, and I can't get it out of my mind. Who says that? But you don't think that and say it.
Well, this is where lies are okay, right? Yeah. So if you say, "What are you thinking?" Just most of the time, you should say.
You know what a good one is?
About you.
Yes. What are you thinking? I'm thinking about our future together. How can this ever change? I don't want this to ever change.
When you get to that, when you get to that point, you've mastered it.
Mastered.
And this mastered is part of, it and this, to the
this
point.
Is like, right now,
well, you can
master.
Say that with a straight face and just say that. And you know, you see movies where they say this kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Right, and they need to do like 30 takes because it's just they're laughing numerous times during this. But like, it's something that they have the ability to do. It's
they
phenomenal.
Do. They
it's
do.
Phenomenal. Okay,
this is fantastic when I see that kind of stuff.
Last question before we go into the topic of the show today, which is going to be a good topic.
Yeah, we were
very good topic.
Yeah.
Okay, but you know we'd like to get through some questions and stuff like that.
Go
Here's ahead. A question, the last question that every man has gotten. I guarantee you every man has gotten at some point in their relationship.
My noise level feels like it's a 10 out of 10 right now.
Why haven't you taken care of this yet?
Okay. This bugs me because I don't think everything has to work on your timeline.
Yeah. So you're a timeline kind of guy.
So I'm like this. So let's say it's like I had to call to book tickets for something.
Okay.
Or I have to get a rental car. Let's take a rental car. Why haven't you gotten taken care of the rental car yet? First thing I'm going to do, like, when are we going on this trip? Because sometimes you have to bring people to your understanding, right? So you'd be like, when are you going on this trip? 2 months. Okay, if I booked it a month before, do you think that there's going to be an addition? The price may go up.
Here's the problem with this question. I'm a grown man. I'm a grown ass man. So you can't be asking me this stuff all the
time.
Stop. Why haven't you taken care of
it? I don't do things like
you. Or just ask it in a different way. Don't say why haven't you, because it's like now I'm the kid, right? So like you should just ask it the
you
proper
know what?
Way.
You hit it on the nose. Bang. Don't treat me like a damn child.
No, I'm not a
if
child.
If you want me to get upset, if you want me to look at you and just think to myself, man, I should have married Becky.
Becky.
Don't treat people like a child.
Don't do that.
Don't ever do that.
It's advice.
It's advice.
This
it's
is
annoying.
Advice. This is advice.
It's annoying. Stop
now,
it.
Again, I want to emphasize this, is that the show's called The Man Up Show, and people say to me all the time, okay, well, is this just like a man show? You're just bashing women. It's not about bashing women.
It's not about bashing women.
Because the same way we say this, we'll have one next week or week after, whatever it is, that it's questions that men ask or men shouldn't ask and so forth and so on. This is an advice support show.
And we're supporting, this is a man up show. And it's, we always say it all the time. It's about helping a man to be the best man he can be so he can be better in a relationship.
Of course.
He can be a better husband.
And we
a
give
a better
advice.
Father.
So it's a top opportunity for
and a damn woman. Good dancer.
Dance, dance, dance. Okay. I hate
beatboxing. I just realized that the other day. I saw it on TV and I hate it. I'm like,
you hate beatboxing.
I hate watching people beatbox.
You're like a hip hop kind of guy. So how can you hate beatboxing?
But I just don't like watch people doing it.
I got to be honest. Like, I'm not a huge fan of the beatbox either.
No, I don't like.
Like, I find when some people do it, it's pretty interesting. But I do find after like a minute or 2 minutes, it's like done. I just don't want it to.
I
want it to stop.
Am I looking at your face? Am I looking at your mouth? What am I looking at? The thing that bothers me, I think, is that if there was a person who, let's say, has a mental disability and was doing that,
you would make fun of them.
So angry.
Yeah. You'd say stop it.
I just think there's never a time or place for it. That's all.
So you're not a beatbox person.
No,
I think
I'm not a beatbox person.
So you know that there's going to be a lot of hip-hop heads, and people that deem themselves as like hip-hop people are going to be really upset at you.
But that's my choice.
Right. It is your choice.
That's my choice.
You don't have to like everything. I think not liking beatbox is like saying I don't like trap music.
Yeah.
Right? Same. I don't like trap music.
And who beatbox anymore? Like on a regular basis?
I don't know, because I just don't feel like as if there's, like with production music, you can change it. But beatbox, I don't think you can change that much.
You know what bugs me? I think it just sounds unnecessary. You're not even beatboxing. You sound like a 1930s gangster. Hey there, honey. You know, I think what bugged me the most is that on Facebook, there's this thing between this bigger black guy and this girl, and they compete against each other. And I'm just like,
oh, I saw that. I saw that. Yeah. Like, you both sound the same.
Even just turning my head and listening to you do that makes me so angry.
But there's comments about, the girls killed him. They just basically sound the same.
The same sound.
And it's too long. Ugh. Who does that? And do you have any idea how much spit you're just spitting all over the place?
Stop it. I'm going to coin that. I'm so annoyed.
I'm so annoyed. I think you should do a shirt called Beatboxing Sucks.
Sucks. And on the bottom it's just...
All right. So let's get into this episode. So listen, all right. So this is this is a big episode.
It's a masterclass in becoming.
It's a masterclass. That's a good thing. It's not even called an episode.
No, it's a masterclass.
This is when you take it to the next level.
Yeah, you can take
Neo,
notes, understand it.
In Matrix, where like Matrix, Neo is like took it to the next level. He knows what
Which
to
pill
do.
Did he take that made him go to the other, red or the blue one? Which one was it?
That's a good question.
I can't remember.
You could take the red or the blue. I think it's the blue.
Okay, so this is the blue pill.
Okay.
This will take you to an opportunity for you to guide your life.
Yes.
To take back control of your life.
And I'm going to say that this is, you're going to talk about, for the men's perspective of like, this is what's going to bring you to the next level. And from the woman's perspective, you're going to know if, what you need to see,
what
you need
want
to
get. And I think a lot of the stuff you want to get out because it makes
what you want to look for in your man.
So
right?
to make a long story short, today we're going to be looking at some skills that men need to have to become the best man they can be.
Okay. Very important skills. It's fair to say you don't need every one of these
skills.
You don't
need everyone, but you should have at least 50% of them.
But if you don't have 50% of these skills, there's no question in my mind
and I'm not trying
that
to
you're going
to
be alone for the rest of your life.
I'm not trying to be stereotypical and be like, oh, man. No, there's different roles everyone can play in a family.
Yeah, let's not even get into that. If anybody's listening to this and going to get into that,
If you choose to live as a man, if you're transgender and you choose to live, there's some basic skills that you should have. Some people
gotta
like,
have.
Yeah, that guy's a man.
Yeah.
But it's not like, it's not stereotypical, man. It's just simple skills that we have over time have come to accept that this is what a man kind of should know.
And we shouldn't have to explain this. If when you got the podcast and you downloaded it and it says comedy on it, if you're not understanding this, then just stop. Okay?
Yes.
Just stop. There's other people to worry about that may be saying stuff that's worse, like Donald Trump possibly.
Yes.
Okay? We haven't even got into him
we
yet.
We haven't gotten into it. So what we're doing right now is we're just, these are some skills that we believe.
Yes.
That when we see a man or we have friends and they ask us questions, these are kind of things we want them to kind of have, understand in their own lives.
You need 50, again, I'm going to emphasize this, okay?
Yes.
You need 50% of these skills.
Minimum.
If you do not have 50% of these skills, you're probably going to be there alone for the rest of your life.
Minimum. Okay. All right. So let's get into it. The first one. Some of these are really minimal and some of these are bigger, but this is one I think is very important.
Okay.
Tying a necktie.
I agree. Tying a necktie. I don't think there's anything worse than when a guy asks somebody else to tie him a necktie.
It's so embarrassing.
Also, why are you calling it a necktie?
Isn't
it just a tie?
I don't know. I guess I'm a little bit traditional.
Yeah, you are.
I'm traditional.
You are very
so
traditional.
So necktie, yeah, I guess. But where else would you other ties? Bow tie?
Yeah, but just a tie in general.
Okay, a tie.
Bow tie is a little bit different. Yeah, a lot. Right. Bow tie is very difficult to tie. Frankly, I find it annoying. Just get the clip one.
Clip is good.
Just get the clip
but
one.
But not clip-on regular tie.
No. Oh, my gosh. If there's any, there's nothing worse than a clip-on regular tie for a man.
I know when I was younger, I used to get my dad to pre-tie them.
Everybody does that. But at some point, you've got to learn how to do this.
Because the reason why it is pinnacle, and I say pinnacle, to the very piece of uniform that makes a man stand out. And that's a suit.
I also would say that it's very important because it's not that hard.
It is not.
Okay?
These are like basics. If you can't tie a tie, you probably can't read.
And you can't tie your shoes.
You can't tie your shoes.
So you're just in a hell of a lot of problems right now.
You probably don't even have the understanding of how
and
to get
you,
this
podcast. And this isn't like the 80s, right? Like you can go online and it will show you
everything
in a video how to tie
everything.
Your tie.
Everything.
All right?
Everything.
Tying a tie, very important.
Very important.
I like that one. I like that.
This is one that I think is important.
You think it's important for every man?
Every man, and I guess woman too.
Yes. But this, well, we're speaking specifically
for
to
men. You need to learn how to read. Basic skill. I just feel like just read. Learn to read.
Learning to read is probably one of the ones that if you don't have that one, most likely you're going to have problems.
Other things fall apart.
They're going to fall apart.
What? And the thing
because is... Because at any given point, you're going to be with the person that you're with, the woman, and she's going to say, hey, can you...
Can you read this?
Yeah, can you read this? Or can you grab me that...
The
oregano. Can you get me the oregano out of the...
And you get onion salt.
Yeah.
And then your food, your curry is all messed up.
Yeah, so you don't even know... You got this. Number one, you can't hide that for too long.
You can't hide it for too long. And right? The thing is, in this day and age, how does a grown man go from kindergarten to even finishing high school, getting married, and you haven't learned to
read? And actually getting away with it that people don't even know.
I don't even understand.
How many times have you been on the highway driving and had to ask somebody what exit is it?
How many times? What is this one? What is this one? What is this one? What is this one?
And how?
What is this one?
And you know, shame on you as a woman if you have not figured this out yet.
Seriously.
Okay? Figure it out. Like, obviously something's going on here.
And if you do have a partner who's a male who does not read, you have every right to, one, leave him.
Okay. Also, what are you looking at on the laptop? If you don't know any reading,
you know, if his computer's on all the time and he can't read anything, he's not looking at anything really.
Nothing. So you have to question. So imagine you've been with this person for 5-10 years. What has been going on that whole time? You have to question all this.
Oh my god.
So what have you been doing this whole entire time with this laptop? I bought you numerous books for Christmas.
Yeah, he just typed. He puts it to Google and just types random letters until he gets, because you know how Google corrects words. Are you looking for this? He's like, yeah.
Yep, I'm looking for this.
I'm looking for this. You are a slave to what Google tells you.
That's the worst thing ever.
Terrible.
Ever.
As simple as that may sound, people just need to learn how to read.
Yes, basic.
Another one. Oh gosh, this may sound minimal, but it means a lot.
It's a huge one.
Parallel parking.
Okay, parallel parking is very intimidating.
It is intimidating.
Depending, and especially in like heavy traffic. Right?
It's so embarrassing.
But I can tell you that the most men that are able to like pretty much get any woman they want are able to.
I love, you know, the thing I'm laughing is because it's so true.
It's true. Without a doubt. Yeah. Statistics will show that men that can get any woman they want can parallel park in any situation.
Any situation.
Right? any situation. I'm talking about like parallel parking in Maine, in like streets in New York City
hills,
and stuff, on hills.
On hills.
Anywhere. Those men will get any woman they ever want.
Because this is what a woman, this is what it says to a woman when you can parallel park.
Yeah.
There's a lot of confusion going in here.
Yeah.
A lot of confusion in these cars.
Yeah.
But he knows how to take his time and make himself a part of what's going on.
I got this.
I got it.
Bang. And also, I don't think the only thing worse than not knowing how to parallel park is part parallel parking. So you think you've parked, but you know when you do that parallel park and you're like a good 4 feet away from the curb,
you're
the side of the car is like kind of in the street and stuff like that.
Yeah, you can't leave it. You have to. Nothing's worse than parallel parking. Get out of the car, close the door, walk away, have to come back and do it again.
Because it's just what you pretty much said is that your life is full of confusion.
Confusion. And I love to be a distance from.
I love to be
a
distance. I have no, and I have no commitment to solving and making things right.
To
that's what
structure.
You're telling him, right? This is what you're telling. This is what you're telling.
It may sound stupid, but there's a lot.
I think parallel parking is probably one of the biggest things.
Yeah.
That
I wouldn't say. I wouldn't say it if I didn't believe.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say it if I didn't believe.
And this is just not just parallel parking cars. I'm talking parallel parking boats,
bikes. Parallel parking your kid stuff.
If you land a plane.
Oh, if you can't parallel park
parallel
a plane,
park
you can't
the plane
that.
In, right?
Yeah. And in the future, if you get flying cars, if you can't parallel park a flying car,
you're just going to go around the place all the way around again.
Stupid.
Idiots.
Stupid.
All right, next.
Next one, to be able to negotiate and haggle.
Well, as you know, every major Secret Service person is able to do a good negotiation.
A good negotiation. Everybody, like, even people don't even realize, even when you go to like a place and the guy's like, hey, do you mind if I sit here? Me and my lady want to get kind of closer. Do you mind if we have a sit here? I mean, I know we're asking a lot, but
yeah,
those are the basic things.
Those are negotiations.
First of all, shows the person this. They're willing to have a conversation with a stranger.
Yes.
To better our position.
It's a negotiation skills that are very, very,
very
important.
Right?
So like, you, if you go to buy a car, for example, you go to a car and the guy, the car dealer, which we can all agree that probably 9 out of 10 car dealer salespeople are crooks.
They are. We call them sometimes the devil's angels.
The devil's angels. Yeah. Worst ever.
Ever.
So we know that 9 out of 10 are crooks. So they're going to tell you a price of $50,000. If you go in there with your girlfriend, your wife, whoever this may be, that person tells you $50,000, and then you say, okay, thank you, and then you buy it, all right?
Relationship is done.
It's done.
Because not only have you paid double for the car, you have no money to buy food for the week.
No money to buy food. You've paid double, and you've clearly showed that you don't know anything.
Because people think, oh, well, it's not a big deal. But listen, these are basic skills. This is you learning to be the alpha male.
Yes.
You need to be able to go into a situation and be like, listen, I need this my way, so I'm going to work to get it my way. You can come to an understanding.
Yes.
But you still need to come out feeling like you have gotten what you want. It's just
basic. That's what negotiates.
That's all negotiates
about. If you don't have that, forget it.
You have to have it with your kids. You have to have it with your boss, your co-workers. Your coach.
Coaches?
I don't know. I thought you said coach.
No, I was just repeating what you said.
Okay, I like that.
But I was cutting the words
you're
in half.
You got to have it with police. Sometimes that's a big one.
The police negotiation is skills.
Black men are failing
for a
right
black
now.
Man, that,
failing.
That's an important
thing. Right now we're failing because we're not doing a good job of negotiating.
You have to. This is some serious negotiation
that's
skills.
That's a big one.
And you're just negotiating down. It could be negotiating from a billy club to the head to just a billy club
to the leg,
side.
To
or
the leg.
Leg.
To the side.
Like you're better. Just negotiating down.
And that's what negotiating is, just getting a better positioning than you were before.
Absolutely. That's all it is.
The next one,
okay,
which kind of goes to negotiation because it helps negotiation, is being able to tell a joke.
I would say that's number one.
Telling
for
a
man, if you cannot tell a joke, forget it.
If you have no sense of humor that makes people be like, that guy's all right,
you're in trouble.
You can do anything. If you could tell a good joke, you could do anything. You could be
get away with anything.
You could be at a meeting where we finally meet aliens for the first time. The whole world is paying attention. You're talking to an alien, and let's say you fart. All you got to do something like, was that you or was that me?
And it's over.
It's over.
Boom.
People are like, that guy was funny, man. Yeah. I didn't even know he farted. That was a good fart. He planned that fart.
Many victories throughout history have been won from a good joke.
From a good joke.
Right. You're talking about all these big wars and so forth. jokes at the end of it always were the things that brought them through.
World War II ended.
Yes.
Because there was a good joke.
I wouldn't doubt it. I think jokes get you away from anything.
Yeah, a lot of things. It ends a lot of things.
And when you're growing up and you're possibly getting into fights and stuff like that, yeah. you're going to get beat up. As a kid, you can negotiate your way out of a good beatdown with a good joke.
It was a good joke. Like, take Kevin Hart. Kevin Hart, he's a small little guy.
Small, tiny guy.
He said he used to get beat up all the time, but the way he prevented getting beaten up was he was able to make people laugh and tell a good joke. Look at him now. That mother on fire.
That guy makes a lot of money.
Because he tells a good joke. Can you imagine? You tell a good joke, you can rule the world.
You rule the world with a good joke. Without a doubt.
Without a doubt.
Without a doubt.
Without a doubt. Okay, the next one we have. This one is not a big deal, but it kind of goes and ties in with the other stuff. Is cooking something for yourself.
So I think that a man should be able to cook. Here are some of the things that a man should be able to cook.
Okay.
Eggs.
And you can do eggs.
Not boiled eggs.
No.
That doesn't count.
It's so old fashioned.
Boiled eggs are annoying. Not boiled eggs. Scrambled eggs.
Scrambled eggs are good.
Scrambled.
Over easy.
Fried. Over easy.
Over easy.
Eggs. You have to be able to make a good egg.
Who can't make an egg? But there's people out there who can. I'm actually asking somebody. If you can't make an egg, I need to know why you
Please,
can't.
Please. There's a lot of people.
Why because can't you make an egg?
Because some people dry up the egg. Right? Like, I hate dry eggs.
What do you mean by that?
Well, it needs to be a little wet.
You like a little wet. I understand that.
I don't like it dry. There should never be any brown on my egg.
Oh, you don't like brown on the edges. You like a quick turn. You like quick turn.
Well, that's the original egg. That's the original egg.
No, you're right.
You should also be able to make a steak. You should be able to cook
grill
a steak.
On a barbecue.
On a barbecue.
Barbecue.
In general, you should be able to barbecue.
I know there's a gender thing of this, but barbecue is the one place where a man can define himself
as
the hunter.
Well, listen, the barbecue goes back in history.
It goes back to actually, I think it's 408 BC.
408?
Yeah, BC.
I didn't know there was an 8.
Yeah, 408 BC.
Okay, fair enough. Yeah. Before Christ.
Yeah, before Christ.
Before Christ landed.
Yeah, before Christ. Yeah, 408 BC.
Before Christ landed on the earth.
Yeah, before baby Jesus came.
People were barbecuing.
They were barbecuing.
Barbecuing. Okay, so here's the other thing that a man should be able to cook. All right?
A steak.
I said a steak.
I know. I'm just repeating it.
You're doing what I did.
I'm doing your job.
But you have to go steak.
Steak.
Because I was only doing half of it.
Steak.
The other thing that a man should be able to cook.
Grilled cheese.
A grilled cheese.
A good grilled cheese. You know what? I'm going to say this because I know a lot of people don't know this, but I make a good damn grilled cheese.
Grilled cheese is probably one, and you do make a good grilled cheese. Grilled cheese is probably one of the biggest things that a man should be able to say, I can do.
It appeals to children.
Children.
It appeals to a drunken night.
Night, drunk night.
It appeals to, it's part of this being funny, being like, I'm going to make you a great dinner, honey, and you make a grilled cheese. They're like, that guy's killing.
He made a grilled cheese.
So
you got jokes and cooking in the same thing.
And cooking the same. Fantastic.
Fair enough.
Could learn to cook, man. Because you know what? You might not always have your mom around.
Nope.
You might not have a woman who can cook.
Yeah.
So be able to be self-sustainable.
Women love men that can cook.
Without a doubt.
They love it.
I think every chef that I've seen on TV has 6 or 7 girlfriends.
Absolutely.
6 or 7. Not even just 4.
six or seven.
6 or 7 girlfriends.
Not always cooking. Life, always cooking.
Always cooking all the time.
Always cooking.
Cooking in the bedroom, cooking in the kitchen.
What about deep fried? Do you think it's important for a man to know how to do a deep fryer?
That stuff is dangerous. It burns your skin.
So you don't think a deep fryer is needed?
It's not needed.
Okay. All right.
But neither is steaming. Like, don't get fancy. You don't need to steamer.
I'm not a big steamer person.
I don't even understand what you steam.
I just find it just gets all soggy and
wet. What are you steaming? Vegetables?
Vegetables, steam rice, steam.
I made you a steam sandwich, baby.
So I think that dip came from white people, but steaming came from white people as well, too.
It's true.
They both, that was the same thing that kind of came about. Black people don't really steam too heavily.
No, I don't even understand. Because it takes a lot of utensils, I think, to steam.
It just tastes bland.
Well, steam doesn't have a taste.
That's exactly it.
Yeah. It's just weird.
Change it to freezing.
Ugh. Okay, all another one. Yeah, changing a diaper.
Yeah, you should know how to change a diaper. Let's stop it. Come on.
And don't be grossed out by it.
I can't stand when a man says, "Oh, I can't change the diapers. It's too gross."
Are you
kidding me? Changing a diaper is gross.
Why?
It's your kid.
It's your kid.
What else are you going to do? Like, it's your kid. Change the diaper.
And most times it's a baby. It's titty milk.
And it's not.
So it's just really basic.
It's not hard either.
No.
You're wiping a bum and you're folding the diaper.
Is titty milk wrong thing to say?
Titty milk?
Yeah, it's breast milk, I guess, right?
I think titty milk is okay.
I think so.
I guess it depends on what you call, because like, would you say to someone you have nice breasts?
But I can't say that. I can't say it to anyone other than the person you're with.
Okay, so if you say, what size do you think her breasts are, or whatever?
I think if
If you're talking about that, what words would you say?
I would never have. But if I had to make them,
okay. So if you had a conversation,
I would probably say chest.
Chest.
Yeah.
So would you say chest milk?
No, that's stupid.
Okay, so then you should be able to say whatever milk, whatever the end comes with milk. The way you're defining,
sure.
What the whatever word you want to use, chest, breast,
you should use the same as milk
with milk.
So if I was
so if you say breast milk,
yeah.
You should be saying breast.
So I can say cow titty milk.
You say cow titty milk.
That's right,
so you'll say like, I don't understand why she's wearing that, because like obviously her cow titty milk.
No. Cow titty, she's a human, but when I go to the grocery store.
Okay.
Like if I want goat cheese, I'd be like, can I get some goat titty milk cheese? People don't say that.
You can say so you're because you're assuming the milk is coming from
their teats.
Teats.
Yeah, so titty milk, right?
So I guess the question is that you shouldn't say breast milk. It should just be milk.
Yeah.
Because that's where the milk comes from.
Sure. Yeah, well, I guess so.
But I mean, like, you're not going to say knocker's milk.
Or tatas.
Tatas milk.
That's just awful words. Tatas.
Yeah, tatas.
Or the most childish, boobies is so childish to me.
Boobies.
Ugh.
Like, because you're saying... the woman's going to breastfeed.
Yeah.
Right? You're not going to see, she's going to go knocker's feed.
Well, it would be funny.
Yeah.
It would be funny.
But I think that whatever you want, whatever the woman is comfortable being called, like you should be able to ask, okay, what do you want them to be called? Chest, breast, whatever. And from that point,
then you
add milk on the end of it.
Can I ask you a question? This is, I know it's a little off topic, but how do you feel
about... I don't think it's off topic at all.
How do you feel about people breastfeeding in public?
I don't have a problem with
it. I have no problem with it at all.
I don't know why people have an issue.
I don't even understand it. That makes no sense to me.
So, like, if you have to breastfeed, does the woman, leave and go somewhere?
Which makes no sense because the baby's hungry right there.
Well, this is it. So, I don't know why. So, like, men will say, oh my gosh, that's ridiculous. You should cover up.
Women are saying that, though. That's what it gets
crazy. Really?
A man would never say that. It's women who say that.
Or saying, like, you should cover up.
Why? Cover up. Why? Or you should go to the bathroom. Restaurants are like, you should go to the bathroom and breastfeed. This is where I think
women. Or you could just not look.
Not look. Look, I think this is where some areas, if this happens, then you can have an issue. You're sitting on the bench beside a woman who's breastfeeding, and then she sprays breast milk all over your face. That's the reason to say you need to go somewhere else. That's the one time.
I agree. Because that's just like eating a burger, putting some ketchup, and then the ketchup squeezes in my eye.
Yeah, that's the exact same thing.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yes.
But like from my understanding and knowledge of breastfeeding, it doesn't usually just go flying all over the place.
It shouldn't go flying all over the place.
So my thing is that the baby's hungry. Let the baby eat.
Let the baby eat.
Okay. And again, you don't have to watch.
You don't have to watch.
Right? So like when someone says, let's say a guy says, well, I'm at Starbucks. I'm having my coffee. I don't want to have to be watching this. Then don't
watch
it.
Don't watch it.
Watch something else.
And she's not staring at you to make her. She's not doing it so you can watch her.
Well, this is it exactly, right?
And
why is it that men are really weird, right?
We're weird.
Like, so
we're
why
weird.
Is it that like the breast, like all of a sudden is what we define it as it's supposed to be?
Yeah.
So it's supposed to be something to be looked at or touched or gazed upon and all so forth.
That has to stop.
The reason for the breast initially, like when men and women landed on this planet.
Landed. I like how you say landed all the time.
I'm into landed.
From? You're into landing now?
Yeah, I'm into
that's
landing.
That's fair. That's fair.
When we landed on this planet,
yeah.
It was like the breast was not there for men to look at. Ugh. That's not what it was there for. The breast is there to feed a baby.
To feed a baby.
Right? And that's it. Leave it at that.
Leave it at that. And you know what? I find it's, I mean, not everybody can breastfeed, and that's, you know, that's this issue, whatever.
Women really attack each other a lot, right?
Yeah, they need to stop. It needs to stop. And men need to stop this, too. We have no control. This is not our responsibility. It's not our opportunity to talk about this.
Sometimes you need to shut up, man.
Just
shut
the hell up.
We don't have to say anything. It's not up to us.
Yeah.
That's their conversation.
And that's between her and her baby.
Until you can start to breastfeed. Yeah. It was like on the Family Guy one.
Oh, yeah,
Family
when, Guy, did, yeah.
when Peter wanted to try to breastfeed.
Yeah.
And then Stewie thought he was breastfeeding, and then he's like, there's like a hair in his mouth.
Yeah.
It's like a
yeah, it's not for us to do. So enough of that. I just had to put that in there because I feel it's one of these things where men, if you are one of these men, this is one of the skills you need to learn. Is shut the hell up.
Yeah, that is another skill. If you learn that skill, trust me, this will get you even further. Shut the hell up.
Buying a suit. This is a very interesting one.
Yeah, okay. Buying a suit. But what if you don't need a suit?
Buying a good vest.
A good vest?
Yeah, a good vest.
A suit together or just a good vest?
A suit or a good vest.
Interesting.
Weird.
I don't think that's a big deal.
I think it's more of stripper clothes, I'm thinking.
What's men's stripper clothes?
It's a vest.
Oh, a man's stripper clothes.
Like, you
a
know,
vest.
I think of like, what were those guys called?
Magic Mike.
They wear vests.
Chippendales.
They wear vests, Chippendales, and a bow tie.
What's how stupid?
But they think it's like classy, but not classy.
Yeah. So I'm classy. Right, I'm classy.
Why are men's stuff so pathetic?
Everything that we get is always it is pathetic, right?
We choose it though. No one makes us. We choose.
But like a woman stripper will get clear heels, a nice outfit with leather and some sparkles, and sometimes they even have like spinny things.
They take the time to make it interesting
and all kinds of stuff, like nice things. Yeah. We have a vest.
I don't. Do you really think it's that nice?
With the stuff they have?
Yeah,
it's not the greatest.
It's not the greatest.
But there is but sparkles, nice, and it is a show that's going
it's
on.
A show.
Then we have a vest.
Right.
And a bow tie.
Yeah, stupid.
With leather pants most of the time.
That have buttons on the side that you can rip off.
Ugh. Do you know how annoying it is to button all those buttons back up after you tear it off?
No, every time I did it, I always just left the bottom ones. I only did the top two. That was it. That was the top two. Okay, the next one. The next one that I think that we all men know how to make a good drink. One alcoholic drink. That's yours.
I don't even know that's a thing.
You don't think so? You just don't drink?
What if you don't drink?
Okay. Then
make an alcoholic drink.
That's just only 50%, right? Only 50% of this you need.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
But like, just is this more for alcoholics or?
More for alcoholics. Yeah. This one is a good one because it leads to many things.
Okay.
Give a good massage.
Oh, give a good massage. Yeah. Yeah.
I think it's important.
That's not like it's not extreme, but I think it is important that you know how to give a good massage. Not a massage that's going to hurt the person.
No.
You know, you screw up their back.
Like you want to be able to do a massage that kind of like. It relaxes the person.
Yeah.
And comforts the world.
We saw another one that's on our list too that we have to actually discuss.
I think we should get into it right away because I mean massage, you know what massage leads to.
Yeah, massage leads to this, right? You have a good massage. This is kind of this is all right. But this is a good one here.
This is a good one, it's an important one, is how to console a crying woman even if you're the one who made her cry.
I think that this is something that many men don't know how to
do. They don't know how to do.
Because men don't understand tears.
A lot of times we panic.
Right? So we just see tears and we start to freak out.
I know for myself, if I see just someone I care about and they're crying, first thing I want to do is just shut up and be like, what do you want? I'll give you everything you got.
Yeah, see, you're just giving away the world.
Yeah.
But women don't want you to just give away the world. They want you to understand what's going on.
They want you to understand. And that's the thing, too. It's hard for us because we don't. Like, if I saw my friend crying as a man.
Yeah.
First thing I say is idiot.
Yeah, just stop.
Stop.
Just
grow
stop.
The hell up. Become. We say be a man, right? But I mean, you have to be able to understand and be comfortable with people crying.
I agree.
Because we're not always the nicest people to girls.
To anybody.
You're
the
right.
The show
about
is not is actually pretty much bang on, and that this is what we are. Not
this
the
is
greatest
yeah.
People.
This is not even the thing about this is not even work. It's just like someone recorded us talking.
Just what we say normally.
This is what we say normally.
Yeah.
So you have to be able to just sit back, listen, and say, hey, I know you're crying. I don't know why you're crying. Do you want to talk about it? If you don't want to, could you cry someplace else?
Jumpstart a car.
Yeah.
That's an important one.
People don't know how to do this.
No, they don't.
Did I ever tell you about my one incident that it turned out
Do you know
to
how to jumpstart a car?
I do. But then let me tell you one time I was driving, trying to be the Good Samaritan. I saw these two young teenagers guys on the side of the road. So I had these older cables. I said, let me take my hands off before you turn your car on, please.
Okay.
The guy's like, yeah. And he'd been standing for about an hour, so they were happy to have somebody. I hooked it up to their car. I did my car, hooked up to theirs. But when I was doing theirs, he thought I gave the signal, but it's hard because the hood's in front of us, right?
Go. No. Go.
Yeah.
No. I
will tell you.
Go.
Well, it didn't have the rubber band on one of them.
Oh, see, that's a problem.
He turned on his car and immediately my thumb thought like it was on fire.
That's the worst.
Yeah, and I looked at the kid after. He's like, it's working. I'm like, what did I tell you? what were the words I used to you?
There was one set of instructions that I gave you.
Don't
and
turn
you
on.
Weren't even able to follow those ones.
I was so I almost wanted to just kick his headlight in.
You should have actually just
punched his face.
stopped the car immediately.
Yeah.
And made sure the battery died again so we couldn't do anything.
And these are the things that I have a hard time with, but whatever.
This is
one that I think that came up that you really thought was important. At first, I was like, I know it's just kind of interesting.
Is this the top one? Because I want this to be the top one.
You think it's the top one?
Well, is this the last one?
We have a few more, but I think we can elaborate on this one because this one's quite important.
Fair enough. I'm gonna sit back because I think this is an important one.
And I don't want anyone to get mad if you're a friend of PETA. I'm sorry. I apologize ahead of time.
It's not about PETA. PETA would be pro this.
This one
is it PETA or PETA?
I think it's PETA.
PETA?
Is killing killing an injured animal.
See, you're doing it the way you're saying it is very extreme.
Bad. How to kill an injured animal.
How to put to rest an animal that's suffering would be the words that I'd like
to use. Okay, I like your words a little bit better.
With your bare hands.
So when do you feel this is a good opportunity? When do you do this?
So if an animal's been hit in the road.
Okay.
And you get out and it's suffering.
What if somebody else hit it? So let's say you hit it.
You have to know how to do it.
You have to. So what would be your technique?
Of putting the animal
to rest? So I'm going to give you the animal. Let's say you ran over a groundhog.
Okay.
And you realize that you cut the back end of it, and it's not dead, but it's not going anywhere.
It's gonna suffer, and it's just gonna suffer.
It's gonna suffer.
You got a neck snap,
and then you see his little family on the side of the road, looking and watching and calling for him to come.
You basically what you have to do is you got to look over, bow your head.
Okay, you bow your head to all of them. Like how many times to each person, or just one time?
Just one time, because one time acknowledges what you're going to do.
Yeah,
and that. This is peace.
This is peace between us.
If you do it to every person, what that's saying is that you're just being a jerk.
Okay, right? You're overdoing it. You're rubbing it in,
and it's like, haha, I did this.
Yeah, that's fair.
One bow.
Yeah.
One bow.
Yeah.
Turn. Neck snap.
But so you're willing to grab it and turn it? It's neck. I feel like neck snap.
No, what do you mean?
Grab
what? I'm saying you turn.
Yeah. No. You, yeah, yes.
The groundhog's there.
I feel like neck snapping is not easy.
Oh no, it's very easy once you know the technique.
Okay.
So once you got the technique down pat.
Where can you learn this technique though? Where can you learn it?
You just pick it up after many times of it not working.
Okay. Right? And you find a technique.
There's nothing worse than trying to do that and it not working because what happens is that you just continue to make him suffer more and more and more.
Would you pick him up or her up and bring him to the side of the road? To the family?
After you neck snapped it? Normally what happens is they all run away after that point because they know it's a serious business.
Serious situation.
So what I would do is I'd pick it up and I'd put it to the side of the road.
Yeah.
And probably just, you know, do a prayer.
That's nice.
And then just go back in my car and go back to wherever I was going.
So what you're saying is you need to put out a rest to make the world.
You cannot have
to continue
an
life.
Animal suffering.
You can't.
The entire time.
Because they can't kill themselves.
They can't kill themselves.
I wonder if animals do have that thought of suicide.
There's that animal that jumps off the cliff.
The lemmings, they don't know. They just follow everybody, though.
Yeah, yeah.
And the first guy's the one they're mad at.
Talk about a dumb animal.
It's like, look at Jimmy. Look what Jimmy did. Oh, my damn it, Jimmy.
So they're the only ones. But like, if you hit any type of animal, dog, cat, raccoon, whatever.
What about a deer?
You could put a deer out of its misery. You just snap neck again.
You seem really comfortable with the neck snap.
It's how you hold it. You got to make sure you got one palm on the back of the head.
Okay.
One palm on the near the mouth.
Sure.
The hoof. What? Not the hoof. Sorry, the mouth. Like anywhere near the jaw portion.
Yeah.
And then, you count yourself down.
Yeah.
Five.
Loudly.
Four. Three. Two. You never say one.
Okay.
Because one is going to make the animal nervous because they know something's happening.
Yeah, you're right.
So you don't say one.
You're right.
And then you pull the left hand towards you.
Yeah.
You extend the right hand further from you. Yeah. And then...
that sounds so easy. You make it sound so easy. And you know what? I think it is easy.
Listen, next time it happens, try it. Give it a shot.
You know what? That's a good one. I feel like that's something people don't know.
Now, I got to tell you, if it doesn't work,
oh gosh,
it's extremely awkward.
It's awkward because you're down.
Especially if people are looking, right?
Now you've added insult to injury because not only is the animal suffering, you've also hurt its neck.
Especially if, like, the worst is, like, if you are the person that comes after this has happened.
Yeah.
Like, so someone hit it.
Yeah.
And there's a bunch of people around.
Yeah.
Just, like, going, oh, my gosh. And then you stop and you're like, okay, I got this. And then you grab it. And it's like,
You're like, oh, damn.
And then it's just screaming. You're like, okay, again.
All you can do is get back in your car, go in reverse, turn around, and just leave the situation because nobody wants to be around you.
Can you believe that guy just saw this suffering animal and tried to make it suffer on purpose?
And the deer even said, oh,
it's suffering so much right now. Oh, my gosh.
And the family nodded to you is like, oh, damn.
Oh, fuck. He's an ass.
You know what? And some other skills we didn't touch upon because these are things you should already know.
Okay.
You should be able to build something. Like, learn how to use a power drill. And
you should
like
be able to build
a shelving of some
a
sort.
A shelf. In the garage. Basically a shelf. Yeah.
You should have one go-to trick in the bedroom.
One go-to trick.
Yeah.
When all else is failing, you should have something that's a go-to trick.
That you
and
know.
That trick should not be running and trying to put someone else in the bed instead of yourself.
And a trick should not be punching.
No, it should not
the
be punching.
Should not be a joke. This is not a time to be
this
funny.
It's not the joke. It's not negotiation time.
No.
Don't use the other stuff. And it's absolutely not putting something out of its misery time either.
No.
Okay?
No neck twisting because that is a murder.
That is murder.
For people who don't know, that is a murder.
Absolute murder.
And basic skill, you need to be able to talk.
You need to have a conversation.
Know how to have a conversation.
If you can only message, then you're going
to
have some problems.
No, you're going to have to meet them face to face.
Yeah, and talk about something.
This is why people are like, oh, I love Tinder because I can send a message. What's the message you're sending? Hey, what are you doing?
Yeah, no, talk. We're talking like vocals.
Vocal.
Like use your voice. Unless you don't have a voice.
Then you have one of those.
And it maybe text.
And text.
But just text instead.
But you still have to have a good conversation in texting. Don't
yeah, you?
You
have to have a basic good text conversation.
Because if everything's like, hey.
Yeah.
How are you?
Fine. And don't over text, though.
Don't over text.
Don't put too much that they have to read.
No.
Like, so somewhere in between nothing and
I think the best text is 23 words.
Yeah, anywhere between 21 and 23.
Because there's not too much being said, but enough that they're reading and I'm getting a bit of who you are.
With a minimum of 14 vowels.
Do all vowels.
Like,
that guy sure knows me. He sure knows me. So this is what we have
okay,
on our
it?
List. I think it's good. That's a pretty good list.
It was a pretty good list.
If you have any ones that you think that people need to know,
please feel free to.
So
we've all of a sudden to change, like our show changes to like.
Morgus.
What is that, Holland?
No, those are the guys from Muppets. Those two cook guys.
What's a Holland
Swedish
accent?
I don't know what a Holland accent is.
I'm going to really spend some time learning new accents.
Yeah, that's a good one, too. Girls love accents.
Yeah. Well, not all. I think they like three different accents. Yeah.
Maybe four at the most.
Yeah. Italian. Like a Spanish.
Just Spanish. A French accent.
I don't think they like French anymore.
No, okay. A British accent?
No, they hate it.
Islander accent?
Depends.
Depends
which island.
Asian accent?
I don't think so.
Okay. Well, I was
that's not in the top four that we saw. That's not in the top four that we saw.
It's
not in the top four.
I apologize, but
not on top. But it's
what about African accent?
Depends on what part of Africa.
That's true. That's a good one.
Yeah.
And then I guess the last one is Australian accent.
I think Australian is in the top four.
Yeah, it might be in the top four.
Yeah.
You're right.
Mate.
Right.
Good day, mate.
You're right.
Good day, mate. I'll finish off the show with my Australian accent. All right, mates. We're going to be getting out of the show now. Is that good?
That was fantastic.
Okay. You've been tuned in to the Man App Show.
And we want to thank everybody. I can do British one.
Okay.
We would like to thank everybody who is a part of this show. I would like to thank GoPit for GoPit.com.
And thank you, mate. It's been the Man Up Show.
Thank you. And I want to thank all those people out there. And I say, pip, pip, and hey, it's tea time.
Don't forget to tune in to SoundCloud, the Man Up Podcast on SoundCloud.com.
SoundCloud, you can catch us on iTunes at the Man Up Show.
I realized something, that every time I do an accent, it changes to different accents.
Yeah, it's like a transformer.
Yeah. Anyways, this has been the Man Up Podcast. It's been a pleasure always getting to speak to you all, answering questions. Thank you for all the followers that continue to follow. It's just going to blow up and get much busier. We plan to get to 16 trillion before the end of the year.
That's not a big ask. It's not a big ask.
So no. Please just make sure to follow us. Comment on those SoundCloud podcast as well, too, so we can let us know what you think. If you don't like it, then hey, that's what life is about. If you do like it, then hey, that's what life is about. And if you something medium it, that's what life is about as well, too.
And all I can say at the end is Transformers more than meets the eye.
All right, thanks. MD, the doctor, that man Coke, we out.